I've had in the last few months. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Listen here in James chapter 1, starting verse 22. But being so forcibly to me as I have in the last few months, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Listen here in James chapter 1, starting verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. He's writing this, and he's speaking here to disciples of Jesus Christ. This God's born-again children, not only born-again children, but his born-again children that have entered into a lifestyle, a mindset of service, those that have humbled themselves, followed Christ through water and grace, identified with Christ, married to Christ, openly, publicly have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, and are endeavoring to follow the Lord in his ways and his word. This is exactly who he's writing to. But what does he say to them? He tells them, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Yeah. He's telling disciples of Christ that they can be deceived if they don't, they would be deceived in the very fact of just hearing but not being doers. In other words, if they consider giving just ear service, just outward service, but not a heartfelt service. And Lord willing, we'll look at some verses, but I'm not ready to turn there to in Colossians that would talk about doing with our heart, serving the Lord with our heart and in sincerity. And so this is what he's saying here, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If you're hearers only and not doers, you're deceiving yourself. And it has to do with every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He goes on in verse 23, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way. That's like hearing the word, but just going your way and not becoming or being a doer of the word. Hear it, but just go your way. He likens it to, he gives the comparison, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Look at your face in a mirror. And when you look at your face in the mirror, you go your way and straightway forget what manner of man he was. In other words, the comparison goes even beyond that, and it is alluding to the fact that you examine yourself, look at yourself, see where you can make improvement by heeding to the word of God, by doing and paying attention and observing every word and living by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, but yet just go your way and don't do it and straightway forget what manner of man he was. You know, we can look at ourselves and behold our face, and we can deceive ourselves, we just forget, we can go our way. But he is making this warning that we don't do that with the word of God, that we don't do that with what the Whosoever looketh, this means to continuously to look, continuously to give heed and to listen to and to read and to study and to meditate and to see it under the sound of the gospel. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. I want to tell you, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. The Lord said his commandments are not grievous. Under the Mosaic law, the commandments there, it was a schoolmaster to show us, to lead us to Christ, to show us unto Christ, to point to Lord Christ. But the Lord's commandments, they're not grievous. His law, his word, we can, by his help and by his grace, observe those things and fear the commandments and be blessed of the Lord in the doing so. If you remember, last Sunday we talked about being blessed in the doing, the reward, and how the scripture actually uses and teaches from that standpoint. Remember the text there in Proverbs 13 and 12, whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Now that will tie into the latter part of this last expression in verse 25 that we're about to read here in James. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Yeah. Don't you notice that? Don't say word right there. No. He says work. We've been having the word work. W-O-R-D. Now we've got the word work. W-O-R-K. The word tells us what the work is. There is, it is labor. It is work. I've been telling you all along that you don't accidentally serve the Lord. You have to work. You have to be engaged in to serve the Lord. It doesn't come by accident. It doesn't come in a haphazard way, but it is precise. It is tuned in. It is focused in like a laser to take care of a very minute and a very fine point, to laser in, to zero in, to focus in upon it in such a way it will bless to be a doer of the work. W-O-R-K. We're not just to be a hearer of the word, but we're to be a doer of the word. We're to be a doer of the work that the word teaches us. As I've said, and I said last Sunday about, we go back, we don't have to shy away, we don't have to turn away from the verses that talk about reward. We understand where it is and how it is. It's right here in this line.
Yeah.
And we've made the distinction and the difference there from 1 Peter chapter 1 about the inheritance. Amen. That all the elect are going to have in Christ Jesus, that place that is reserved, that place that is kept by the fire of God. It was created by the fire of God. It's kept by the fire of God. God's elect are kept by his power. God's elect are preserved in Christ Jesus. But we're talking about discipleship.
Yeah.
You know, I said this to a man the other day. Found out, I knew he was probably close to his middle 80s. A man that doesn't live very far from us, probably less than a mile. I've been over to Mother's and coming back. Mr. Young was out in the yard. I've known him all my life. I've talked with him, called him a few times, visited him a few times over the years. His wife passed away a little over a year ago. And he was out in the yard on his golf cart, riding around. Can't get around like he used to. And I just felt impressed to pull in and talk to him a few moments. I had things to do. Sister Marlene was expecting me at home. Matter of fact, when I got home, she said she thought something had happened. And I was, you know, coming home back. But I felt impressed to pull in there and talk to him. set their aim and their compass and measure it by that morning star, because it would be bright. No matter the clouds, if they could just get a little break, that it could come through, that they could see. But the darkness of the morning just before dawn, this planet, Venus, this bright star, it shined forth. You all begin to think about the Lord. Oh, how bright He is in the dark. And right now, you couldn't convince me otherwise. Amen. What I feel right now, now in the morning about 10 or 11 o'clock, Satan, in the old flesh, all them old doubts and things can swell up, and when you're struggling against him, you're engaged in that warfare. But I tell you this morning, in the house of the Lord, I'm feeling fine. Amen. I'm feeling fine.
More and more today, we need the world.
time is interpretation. But Scripture must interpret Scripture. We always remember that. So verse 25 is going to help us. But he that doeth wrong, now this is contrary, this is different, from knowing that of the Lord he shall receive the reward of inheritance for he served the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Now let me ask you this question. Based upon fundamental belief, based upon the foundation that you have, is any child of God, when time is no more, when the Lord comes again in the day of the resurrection, is any child of God going to receive for the wrong which he hath done? No. If we receive for the wrong that we have done, I will tell you, it was paid for by Christ. If we was going to, if you're going to make 24 eternal, you've got to make 25 eternal. But just as 25 is temporal, 24 is temporal. All right? So, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the reward for the wrong which he hath done. Going back to not doing, to not serving the master, to not being an obedient servant. You've done wrong, you're going to receive for the wrong that you've done. Where are we going to receive for the wrong that we did? God's people. Where are we going to receive for that wrong? Right here. God's people are not going to receive one iota of anything when the resurrection comes and God carries his people home to heaven and more to glory. God's elect are going to enjoy that inheritance that is deserved and kept, and we're kept into that inheritance by the power of God. We're not going to receive for the wrong that we've done.
No.
We receive for the wrong that we've done and judge for it right here in this life.
Amen.